Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet, man. Straight from the E-Block Radio is live on your dial right this moment, dawg. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high. Got my man Monk Money holding it down in the D.
You know what it is.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? Hey, look, so you know it's been 7 days. Make sure, I know you got social media because that's what we're talking about today. But make sure you hit us up on social media, Twitter and Instagram. All right, so hit up my man, Real Monk Money, and of course myself at Hood Howard Stern. All right, and if you're checking us out right now on Facebook Live, make sure you click the link in the status bar, all right, and go right over. Yeah, exactly, man. Go right over to the YouTube page and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to make a come up, you feel me? But, of course, it is 420, so happy holidays to y'all.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to everybody, man. 420. Hope you rolling it up fat right now.
Yeah. I'm his.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But, dog, it's been 7 days, man. So, aside from 420, dog, what's really been good with you, bro?
Man, you know what I'm going to say, though, dog.
Yeah, keeping it low to the flow. Is that what we're talking about?
Actually, man, I've been trying to, you know what I'm saying, put my, you know, 10 toes down, man. Go get, you know what I'm saying, another gig, man. You know.
You really for real about that,
huh? Yeah, my time is up. You know what I mean? The gig is up. You know what I mean? It's a wrap.
We live on air right now.
I don't care.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you knew we was... Okay.
I just know they hate me.
hopefully that's not the case, man. Hopefully they don't hate you.
But it's whatever. You know what I mean?
It's whatever. So what else been going on, bro?
Keep it pushing. Hey, not too much. Other than working, you know what I'm saying? Just been chilling, watching a couple flicks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anything good lately?
Yeah. The Great Wall, man, with Matt Damon, dog.
Word. Okay.
That shit was all right.
Yeah. I thought it might have been all right when it first came out. I never checked it out, though. So, they say it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, definitely something I want to keep in mind then.
Yeah. Definitely check out a couple kid flicks, you know what I'm saying? I have no other choice.
Right.
And them shits be okay, low-key.
Some of them, yeah. They
be okay, you know what I mean?
What was that shit you was talking about? What'd you say? Was it Boss Baby? What is it?
Boss Baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Boss Baby was funny as hell.
That was funny. Yeah. All right, I ain't up on that stuff, man. I guess I got to get up on my kid movies, I guess.
I mean, I guess. For what reason you have to, I don't know. But
whatever, dude.
You only know one kid.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, whatever, man. Still one kid movie, nigga. That's all it. Anyway, dog, what else been going on? Talking that shit.
Like I said, working hard, bro. Yeah. Chilling. Just getting excited, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Going to ATL, you know what I'm saying? Memorial Day weekend, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy getting married, man.
For sure.
Shout out to my dog, T. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, man. Congratulations.
Right.
Congratulations, my nigga. I couldn't even say the words. 420, man. Sorry.
Hey, man, you better have some good food, bro. I'm just saying, though. Right? Like, the food better be on point or something, because you know I'm going to critique it. You know?
Right.
You know I is.
When the last time you been to a wedding that you didn't cook, though? It's like, it seems like you always the cook at every wedding.
Well, lately.
Yeah, lately. Yeah. I don't know.
But it is what it is. I don't mind, you know what I'm saying?
I feel
for family, I do it for the love, you know what I'm saying? For anybody, I do it for the love. I just love doing it, you know what I'm saying? Just holler at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My money get it in the kitchen if y'all didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. All you gotta do is check out his Instagram, dog. You see him cooking up some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to, what was my man though that had did your little video?
Big homie.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say that's gonna be his name today, Big Homie. Okay.
Big Homie, Justin. I appreciate Cuz for that.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, okay.
Still looking out, big dog.
No doubt. Yeah. So that was kind of dope, though.
Y'all look just alike, bro.
You swear,
y'all,
man.
Y'all niggas the same round.
Every fat nigga with a beard.
No, bro.
Every fat nigga with a beard don't equal we looking like.
But y'all like the same round.
The same round. This nigga said the same round.
Beards, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't wear the glasses and shit, man. Y'all motherfucking look jacked.
Get the glasses. I need my shit back, man. Yeah, I feel retarded. Yeah. I ain't seen my glasses in a long time, man.
Right, y'all niggas looking like bucks.
You swear,
other
man.
Other than that, man, your boy been chilling, you know, keeping low to the flow like an ant, you know what I'm talking about. What's been cracking with you, Gus?
Man, nothing too much, dog. Real quick, want to shout out my man POG. Just shared the link for it. Shout out to my man POG, always doing his thing in the studio.
Good looking.
You know what I'm saying? For sure, good looking out on that. But since last week, what's been? Ain't nothing really been popping up. Well, you know what? Damn, and I forgot the magazines. Did I bring one? Cause you know I'm publishing a magazine now. I think I may have a copy here. Let's see what we got here. I got I do got Charlemagne book. Just bought Charlemagne book. You know what I'm saying? Black Privilege. I did purchase that.
You did buy that?
Yeah. Shout out to my man C the God. You know what I'm saying?
I heard he was talking about it this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Was it? Yeah.
On my way to work.
Man. I read the intro. It's pretty. It's dope already, man. I kind of like it. I forgot my own shit though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
All right, see, I got to throw you away now because it's my show, my nigga. But, yeah, so shout out to Shop Talk Magazine. So I am the new publisher of Shop Talk Magazine. That's going to be available at www.shoptalkpublication.com, all right? It's featuring Nephew, you know what I'm saying, Malcolm there about what's called his brand. I guess we got to call it brand because it's T-shirts and everything. So, yeah, so. Exactly, apparel. Yes, apparel. Thank you, though. That's the word I was looking for. It really was, though. It wasn't, but I'm going to take it anyway.
Yeah, we're on with it.
Yeah. So, shout out to the classic pothead, dog. That's my man, Malcolm Sterling. Make sure you check that out. You can go to the website. For sure. You can go to the website and check out all the stories. And then the cover story is on Jordan Peele, of course, the director from the movie Get Out, and, of course, Key and Peele. So, make sure you check me out, dog. You know what I'm saying? Doing my publishing thing. Did that, man. That was really about it, other than, you know, working on the radio shows. This one, and of course, the one on Friday with Coco J, which is a He Say, She Say. So make sure you check us out tomorrow, of course, still on www.eblockradio.com. But in between time, it's just been a whole lot of crazy shit going on. So I think we just go jump into that, though. Don't forget, though, if you're checking us out right now on Facebook Live, make sure you click the link in the status, all right, and go to our YouTube page so you can subscribe. You can still watch the show right from there because it's streaming live from YouTube too. So make sure you go over there, click that subscribe button, man. And you know what? If you're watching on Facebook right now and you subscribe to YouTube page, drop it in the comments, say you just subscribe, and we'll give you a shout out live on the air. You feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? So, look like George said, what's up, bro?
What's up, big homie? You all right, man? I needed to run into you today, man. I needed them phone posies, man. Them copper boys came by today, bro.
For real?
Yes, I
was. They're not even sweet to me, though.
They sweet to me, though. You know what I mean? And they durable, bro.
Maybe that's what it is.
They durable.
I mean, not the color, but I mean the phones, period, just, I don't know.
They durable. My shit don't fucking bend. You know, I got a curly toe. My shit like iron sheet shit.
Curly toe.
I can't do Air Ones. Air Ones are definitely like iron sheet.
Straight biscuits.
Right.
Right. That's like me wearing some of these. Even though I used to buy them bitches, though. I did used to buy them. And like after one day, it's a wrap. My boys are like socks. But that's back in the day when I was balling, you know, I could buy Wallabies, you know, two, three at a time. You know, Wallabies used to be the shit, though. Yeah. And they was kind of, you know, somewhat expensive, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhat. It cost you about $100, you know what I'm saying? So
that
I used to grab mine.
Yeah, it's
expensive back then. I mean, shit, we was 19, 20 years. I seen niggas in Wu-Tang had Wallabies on. Like, damn, it's some New York shit. That shit cold, nigga. I like it. Putting them bitches on, then they start laying in like socks. Like, oh, shit, man. Like, I get a good one wear out of these, and I got to cut grass. And, you know what I'm saying? And then the rubber sole always look like bubble gum. So, you know, as soon as that get dirty, like, it's a wrap. You can't clean that. Yeah. Yeah, so, I don't know, man. So, shout out to the Clarks, though. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that what they was? Clarks. Yeah, Yeah, but, I really used to love them things, dog.
Yeah, they felt good on your feet.
Hell, yeah. Foot just was not made for that shit, though.
No, yours
hell no. Foot was so flat, man. I said it was. Like all this got an arch now. So, no, I still don't have an arch, so it don't really matter. So, it's still flat. But whatever. We gonna get off that subject because I don't want to talk about it no more. Hey, you know what? This is something that I wasn't going to talk about at first, but I just want to throw it in there real quick. Is T.I. and Tiny, like, done for real? Like, That was some random shit I just sang earlier.
No, she a distraction because, hey.
Yeah.
Because, hey, she a distraction, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, for real?
I mean, yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
I didn't care until I watched a little part of the show because I don't watch too much TV and shit. And,
yeah.
You know, and I have popped up in the room and shit, and then they was on the screen and it was like, yeah, she said, I guess love don't last forever.
Oh, they did all that shit on the show.
So.
Oh, this is some shit I seen like on TMZ or Wendy or something. They did it on their show?
She said that.
Oh, word? Oh, shit, I didn't know. Yeah, shit. That's crazy, man. What up, though, Marcus? Yeah, what up, boy?
What up, what you got?
You say we got to work on this live video. I don't know. It's working for me. I don't know.
What do you mean working on?
I don't know. I think it's okay. He a perfectionist, though. Like, he a real videographer, so, you know, what can I say?
Well, shit, help a nigga out. You know what I'm saying? Lend a hand. You know what I'm saying?
His schedule won't permit it, man.
Reach out.
Plus, I probably can't afford him, man. He's expensive.
Let him show us some love, you know. Show it back.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. But, yeah, we gonna talk, though, Marcus. I ain't forgot about you. My schedule just be so hectic.
Right.
I do a lot of drinking when I'm not working, and a lot of working when I ain't drinking. So I
didn't understand that, but yeah.
So you know, I don't be having a whole lot of time. But I just wanted to ask about that because I seen Tiny on something. Was it TMZ? I don't know. I'll be watching that shit too, man. TMZ be funny. But the funniest shit about TMZ though is you watch that shit at all? Damn, so you ain't go film. But I was gonna say, the funniest thing about TMZ is the announcer. Like, the nigga that be talking over the... Yeah, that nigga the funniest. But since you don't really watch it, it don't really matter, I guess.
No,
I don't know.
Does it?
What the fuck ever, dog? So, anyway, dog. So, yeah, that's really about it for me, man. Working on the magazine, doing that. Then, of course, doing the radio show stuff. I'm trying to see that I haven't seen... I did. Deuces.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Deuces.
Yeah. I checked it out.
Deuces was dope as hell, man. Netflix doing their thing now. I am not mad at Netflix right now. They on the come up.
Yeah. They working.
I think what happened is somebody worked at Netflix found out that niggas was jailbreaking all these fire sticks.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to keep up.
Yeah. Got to keep up because shit start popping up on it. You know what I mean?
What up, though? Shit. Is that Angry Man or Malcolm X? Who the fuck?
I don't know, man. Damn, I prefer.
We got Angry X in the building, man. What up, though? What's good with you, dog? Yeah, for sure, man. But no, we just talking about some shit. So I watched that. I'm trying to see did I see something else though? Yeah, we got the phone in the studio blowing up. It's cool. Probably a bill collector calling the studio. It's all good.
Right,
all good. Yo, Angry Man, dog. What's up the deal?
Hey, bro, Angry Man, what you sit right here for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They can't hear you and shit.
No, I'm saying you can come back here. Behind the camera. Angry, got Angry X.
Like
you can't get past it.
Right here.
Oh, okay, yeah, you good right there. Yeah. Got Angry X in the building. Yo, hey, those some fly ass glasses, low key though.
Yeah.
No, word.
Yeah,
he need to get at me then, cause he told me that. Okay, we all on the subject now, but he told me about that shit though.
That nigga Lee, bro.
Yeah, Lee a motherfucker, man. Shout out to Lee. Lee is one half of the production squad, man. Shout out to Lee and Gigabytes. Which I'm trying to figure out where Gigabyte's at right now because we be needing that technical backup.
Right.
But hopefully he on his way, possibly.
Right.
But let me see. Other than that, I watched that shit. I watched the other shit that I thought was funny. It was called Weekend with the Family. Weekend with the Family. It's a Marcus Houston movie and shit.
Nope.
Dog, but look, let me tell you this, though. I don't know if you've been peeping that shit on Netflix. But, dog, him and what's my man name? The nigga that used to run that group. Chris Stokes or whatever.
Yeah.
Dog, they got like about a legit 5 or 6 movies on Netflix though. Like, them niggas doing their movie thing now.
Oh yeah.
Like, they producers and shit. Like, they not in a lot of them. Like, they doing movies.
Yeah. I ain't know nothing about that.
Hey, I wasn't even mad at the shit though. You know what I'm saying?
Can't be.
What's up, man? Look at that. I was about to call by his. I was about to say his stage name. Yeah, talking about your uncle on there talking shit, man. Say what the shit is y'all talking about? We getting ready to get on subject, man. I just wanted to talk about a couple things before we jump in. Oh, Gigabytes, our technical backup in the building. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got Angry X over in the corner. Did you see Angry X? Yes, Angry X got his opticals on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. Hey, I'm trying, I swear to God. I remember, because you had the Gazelles, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you had those, yeah, for sure.
Facebook, YouTube world.
For sure, man. Shout out to my man Gigabytes off in the corner chilling. But, sorry, so I did that shit. I think that's about it. I want to jump off into, before we get to the main shit, I want to jump off into the Aaron Hernandez shit. Now, Facebook Live, I know I posted this shit, earlier. Oh, what up, Janae? But she went to the barn with you, right? Yeah. What up, though? Yeah, she went to the barn with you. But yeah, I put this shit on Facebook earlier, or yesterday, and I got a whole gang of responses, dog. So I got to throw it to y'all right now, dog. Because personally, I got to say it before I put it out there, I don't believe he killed himself.
I don't either, bro.
Yeah.
But they saying like, he did it for his daughter. Like, she automatic $15 million. She got an automatic $15 million from what the fucking Patriots promised him.
Well, he fucking with some real niggas, and I think if he took the L for somebody, his motherfucking mafia family was supposed to take care of his daughter any fucking way. So I don't get that.
I don't
get that. I can't go with that.
Well, can I elaborate on that?
No, elaborate then, Gigabyte.
Well, in the state of Maine, Maine or Maryland, where he's at, they have a statute that if you're going through an appeal and you die during that appeal, you're automatically innocent.
Okay, I heard that too.
So that means any lawsuits, any money that was being locked up, they have to release now. So now his family doesn't have to fight the courts for his money. I mean, I believe it was an unselfish thing that he did.
Oh, so look here.
Ain't no fucking way.
Let me say this, man.
That's pussy.
My man, Love Joe. My man, Love Joy. What up, though?
What up, though?
My man. Shout out to Beneficial Music in the building, man. Beneficial Music, Fat Cat in the building. What up, though? But okay. I feel you on that shit.
I don't.
Oh, wait a second. I feel what you're saying. But my nigga, he been locked up since 2013. Kill yourself then. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why would you wait 4 years after you got acquitted of the other two? And it's a good chance that the other one was going to get acquitted.
Okay.
Why would you kill yourself then?
Maybe the money became available now. You got to think, if he's serving the life sentence, there's nothing he can do for his family.
Nothing.
We don't know if it's the contract, the negotiations said in 4 years, yada, 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 this is what you get.
That nigga was in the dope gang. They wasn't relying on his money from the NFL. Come on, P.
I mean,
Angry. X. Whatever your name is tonight.
That NFL money, I mean, that dope money was nowhere near what that NFL money was.
You mean to tell me that you really believe that he went in there and choked himself out with a motherfucking bed?
Okay,
with a bed.
Thing is, they said that the cell was barred from the inside. Who the fuck could bar the cell and then still get out of it?
I don't know.
And it's not easy to kill somebody and make it look like a suicide. It's not easy.
Unless you did it and you worked for the facility.
Yeah.
But it's still not easy to make
that's
it
easy
look like
motherfucker.
A suicide. No, it's not. Well, that's it. To make a suicide, a murder look like a suicide, you have to be a planning, mechanic ass type motherfucker. And I know you've seen that movie, The Mechanic.
The perfect
murders are the ones that you don't know is a murder.
Fuck that.
I believe, whatever the thing is, let me ask either one of y'all something. Have any of y'all been locked up in prison? No. In jail over a day? Nope. Yeah. Okay, then I can attest to that motherfucker place will make you kill yourself.
After four years.
Dog,
you knew you weren't going home in 2013.
Your breaking point is, though. Do you know when your breaking point is? Nobody knows when their breaking point is. You don't know what type of news he got that day. You don't know. You don't know what happened.
Ain't no way you fucking finna sit here, bro, and justify this nigga for killing himself, bro.
I didn't justify. But there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything. And if you haven't been in that situation, you can't say shit of what you would do.
So let me ask you this.
I ain't killing myself. I know I ain't gonna kill myself in no situation.
Let me ask you this then.
You
know that you strong enough that you wouldn't, but you can't say what the fuck you gonna do.
Man, look. Right here. Alive.
Let me say this though. So all of that what you said, right? So why now They done already called it a suicide. So it's going to have to be work like hell to try to change that to something else anyway. Because they done already addressed that. But now, officials and shit from the doctors and shit that fuck with the league, they want to fuck with his brain, though. They want to see if he had that shit. You know, that, the shit, the CT, what is it?
Yeah,
that shit.
Oh, yeah, from
the
head trauma. The head trauma.
But they won't let him get it. That don't sound weird to you?
Well, the
deal, he's not an NFL employee anymore.
And DOC, once you die in DOC, you're their property. Your family can't even have your body,
so,
they say.
Yeah, CTE, my bad. CTE, yeah, that's funny. No, so my man say, oh man, Lovejoy say that he killed himself. He said he did do it.
I believe he did.
He was in the game, man. Don't tell him what you never know if he owes somebody a warden, a senator, a governor, anybody. They can just kill that motherfucker and make a suicide.
So I'm just saying, like, I watch a lot of motherfucking movies, alright? So am I wrong for making this assumption? This is my assumption. Gigabytes. You know what I'm saying? Professor Griff over here and shit. Hey, you know what? No bullshit, though. We gonna get off into this in a minute. I ain't gonna crack no Charlie Murphy jokes today, only because we got to talk about Charlie Murphy for real. We got to talk about him for real in a second. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Charlie Murphy, man. R.I.P. But, so this is my theory. This is just what I came up with, probably because I'm a writer. So, the two murders got acquitted. So the lawyer say, you know what, it's a good chance you're going to get off this other one and shit. So he was already in there taking an L for motherfucking, Corleone and shit, right? So now they find out that he might get out, so they got to get rid of him because he already taking an L for somebody else. So if he get out of it, then they got to come for somebody else. So I think he got some little inside workers where they got some niggas in the facility and shit and work that shit out. Hey, nigga, you saying...
That's the storyline. You should write that shit.
I know, you should write that shit. That's not like a good-ass
like
good
like
movie.
That happened in The Wire. Avon Barksdale.
Exactly. His own nephew.
But
yeah.
It looked like a murder. Because how does the nigga motherfucker hang himself from a doorknob? That was stupid as fuck.
Sit down real fast. Shout out to niggas sitting down too fast in jail. Yo.
Sit down real fast.
Sit down real fast. That's how you hang yourself from the door, my nigga. Sit down real fast, bro. You know what I'm saying? My man Fat Cat say the same thing, though. He had a state of mind. What did he say? He had the state of mind to write John 3:16 on his head. He did? I didn't see all that. He wrote a Bible verse on his phone?
I didn't see that.
Yo, I didn't see all that. I don't know. This is some shit, though.
I don't care.
Gigabytes, I ain't buying it, bro. I ain't buying it.
Whatever, you call me what you want.
People die for real.
At the end of the day, dog, on some real 100 shit, though, he done probably committed some heinous acts, nigga. And maybe this was just the way his story was written. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's just the way it's supposed to end, because...
It's kind of hard to put your finger on this when he was that deep in the game.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't understand.
You know,
or at least, allegedly, I guess.
they say baby mama was the one that testified against his ass.
Damn, for real?
She's the one that told, that gave them, because all they had was circumstantial evidence.
Yeah.
And she the one that gave them the circumstantial evidence.
Right. Damn.
Dirty bitch.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, man, but... rest in peace to my guy, man. He was cold when he was playing for the Patriots.
Yeah,
he was cold as fuck. Hey, that nigga was killing us. Okay, nigga, I'm sorry, though. That nigga was killing them, dog.
Oh, hell,
nigga, word up. My man was killing them.
You ain't shit for that one.
I feel you, though, man. He said he had also been fucking up in jail. He was unstable on the streets and probably more unstable on the inside.
And I believe that.
Yeah.
Because whatever type of nigga you
but
is
kill
on the
yourself,
street,
though?
Whatever type of nigga you is on the streets, you're going to intensify
okay.
jail.
All right, well, let me say this then. Because I think maybe this... Maybe
that
this
don't
is,
make you want to kill yourself and no point. That
but maybe. But maybe. And I and
have
and what I'm going to say with
that.
My right.
thing is, have you been in that situation?
I don't know how long I'll be in jail before I say fuck it.
So this is my question, not just on that, though. That I don't believe. That I don't buy. But there may have been some other circumstance that made killing himself the only way out. But I don't think he did that shit trying to get out of the life sentence. That's what I think. Like, it might have been some circumstance in there where some deeper shit. I don't think he'd have offed himself on the strength of I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail.
He did it for his daughter.
Yeah.
He did it for his daughter.
Yeah. Man, I don't know, though. So
I
he said he did it for his daughter, bro.
With left time.
I mean, but shit, like you said, if he did it for his daughter, maybe, like, you know, like Steve's saying, maybe he got that one last, it's over, nigga.
Yeah.
We don't know his last conversation with the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
They could have said, we exhaust everything, this is it.
Well, that means they got rid of two just last week. Like, this shit just happened.
But I'm just saying.
The timing of that shit just fucking retarded.
Every nigga don't feel the drive to have to fight again. You know how hard it is to fight that one? Then you have to go through that shit again? Some niggas just have a breaking point. As strong as steel is, nigga, that shit will snap if you put enough pressure on it.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Pressure do plus pipes.
It pus pipes?
It busts.
Hey, it pus pipes?
Bust.
Pipes got pus in it?
You don't, know what type of stress a nigga is under. You know,
yeah.
But that's all I'm
trying to say. I understand that, bro. But ain't no way in the fuck I'm going to kill myself,
but you may be a stronger willed person. You know what I'm saying? There's niggas, because I done met niggas, when I was down, I met niggas that had been down 22 years already, still had 20 more to go. But this nigga was at peace with himself.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Some niggas, they wild out, got on Thorazine and everything else.
Yeah.
So you don't know what your breaking point is. Some niggas can just handle that.
Killing himself, though. I just don't buy it.
Dog.
Like,
he's an animal.
Maybe I'm
bro.
Giving him too much. Maybe I'm giving him too
have
much credit.
Have you ever seen a fucking lion kill himself?
I saw a nigga on the
have you ever seen anything vicious kill himself? No, they get killed.
And that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm giving him too much.
I'm
giving him too much props. Maybe he really wasn't that
vicious.
He
was vicious.
I don't know.
You don't know what it's like when a motherfucker gonna tell you, man, this is it, and you ain't gonna see your
last
kids
ride.
Best you can do is do this, do that, X, Y, Z. You got like you saying, you don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You sit here and say that shit all fucking
I know, and I'm gonna say some shit that's real fucked up right now, dog. But in real life, man, I'm laughing, but I ain't really trying to be funny. I swear, dog, when people kill themselves, man, they really do need to leave a note, dog. I want to be all curious and shit. Like, nigga, leave a note, dog. I'm not encouraging you to kill yourself, but let somebody know what the fuck is going on. Yeah, because that shit just made... That's so selfish because you take yourself out of the game and you leaving that burden with everybody else. At least let you know what happened.
Okay, yeah.
Is that some reality TV shit?
Yeah,
like I just want to see everything.
But look at the burden he's already created.
That's
yeah.
An average motherfucker though, they just kill themselves in the basement or at home.
Yeah.
You in jail in the game dealing with the money he dealing with. You think he gonna read that note? That note ain't gonna get to no goddamn
that,
body.
That note ain't getting.
Yeah, you're right.
We balling that bitch up.
You're right. I dig that. All right, well, we gonna slide off
that
of
note
that.
It might expose the
whole lot of shit. Yeah.
You know
all right, so we. We'll leave that alone, man. Shout out to the whole family, though. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. I know to some people that he got accused of murder. I guess he's probably a dirtbag, but I don't know. Cause, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But rest in peace anyway, because I never wish that on nobody. But we gonna move on. Before we get to the for real topic, though, we got to talk about Charlie Murphy a little bit. Fuck me all up, though. And I ain't talking about Gigabytes. I'm talking about the real Charlie Murphy. But, No, I ain't gonna lie, I was fucked up. And did y'all even know, though? Did y'all even know he had leukemia?
I didn't know that nigga was sick.
I didn't know he had leukemia.
So apparently what happened
somebody
is...
Somebody said, like, did you see him lately? I'm like, no, I haven't seen him.
No, but did you see them pictures of him on Power? Nigga, he looked ill, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, he looked real ill on
Where?
Power. The last thing I had seen is that stand-up he had did.
Yeah.
But he was fine. At least he looked fine. But, nigga, I saw them screenshots of Power, man. He looked fucked up,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, damn. Cause I guess apparently what happened is he had leukemia or whatever, but because leukemia fuck around with your immune system and shit, he ended up getting the other shit pneumonia and shit. And that's how
little
he.
Little white kids got leukemia.
Nah, you stupid. So that's how he actually died from the you know pneumonia, but it came about because of leukemia though. So I mean, damn, it was crazy because like maybe a few months before that, I just started watching like random YouTube movies and shit. I found like 3 movies with Charlie Murphy and shit.
Oh, you got like 20 movies.
I didn't even know.
Hilarious.
Dog, funny as shit.
Yeah.
And I found it out then. And also, I'm gonna tell you another thing, man. If y'all ain't up on it. He funny as shit in Black Jesus, my nigga. I don't know what Black Jesus is gonna do now. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
if he was in a lot of shit,
a lot of shit would be suffering.
Right. But Jesus is going to suffer. Corey Holcomb do his thing, and then the main character and shit, but shit, Charlie Murphy.
How the fuck you
Charlie Murphy, dog. Goddamn, man. Shit. Charlie Murphy, though, man. Shout out to him for real. Rest in peace, dog. Yeah. Also, too, man. Damn, because we done ran over a little bit, but I got to talk about this shit, though. Did y'all see Aries Spears getting his ass beat? On the 5150 show.
Man,
I ain't gonna say ass beat.
No,
I ain't gonna say ass beat. Cause he was throwing
elbows.
Shit. Yo, so if you haven't seen it, you probably got. I don't know where you can find it now because they edited the video.
Hey, we'll upload it to the website. Come to
eBlock. Right, eBlockRadio.com, dog. Make sure
you, YouTube channel. I'll upload it.
Yeah, for sure, man. Make sure, again, if you're watching on Facebook Live, make sure you click the link in the status bar and go to our YouTube page so you can like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right, so make sure you do that for me. But yeah, he was pulling him and shit. So what I did, I watched this week's 5150 because you know I used to watch that shit anyway because Corey Hogan, motherfucking fool. But so Zoe Williams is the nigga who was swinging on him, and he was saying that he said he was pulling him purposely and shit though, like cause he said he ain't really want to connect. He said cause if he wanted to, he could have just straight jabbed him shit, which is true. But I think he knew that his temper had got the best of him, and he knew he had fucked up, but it was too late cause he hadn't talked that shit. Now he didn't push the chair back, so he got to go with it. Yeah.
I mean, shit, he didn't swing on that nigga that pulled
that
hat off that motherfucker day.
You be watching that shit too? Yeah, that's just freeze love, motherfucking gangster,
yeah.
Nigga.
See,
freeze
he,
love.
He,
motherfucking
gay. Love,
hey, he looked like he wanted to though.
Hey, Freeze Love would have put them hands on.
Freeze Love looked like a gangster.
Freeze Love wasn't drunk.
Right.
Okay.
That nigga
like, to put hands on a drunk nigga.
Dog, Freeze Love like a gangster steal, nigga. But yeah, that shit was funny though. I ain't gonna lie, it was funny. It was entertaining for them. And then and plus I just Corey Holcomb my nigga, dog. I think Corey Holcomb say a lot of shit that most motherfuckers won't say.
Yeah.
But and he done already said, like, you know, he don't give a fuck about the sponsors. Because he know that he don't care about getting blackballed. You know
I
what I'm saying?
That shit was staged, me and myself. You know why? Why was TMZ the only motherfucker with the footage?
Well, this is the way he explained it. He said because he had been on there for some other... Damn, I can't remember what... Like, for two things. He said basically it was an opportunity for them to get him back on there and shit. So... That's the way he said it. I don't know. So I really don't know. But the shit did end up on TMZ though. I think
exactly. That
was probably like the only
TMZ
place.
TMZ was the only one with the footage.
Yeah.
They were the only one.
Those niggas are always the only one.
They always the only one.
They'll pay for the right footage.
These motherfuckers are always just every goddamn where. Airports, train stations.
Right.
Motherfucking random buses.
Them niggas be everywhere for real, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the 5150 show though, man. Shout out to Corey Hogan, man. If y'all watching right now, you know what I'm saying, bring us on the show. We want to come to Cali. Like, fuck it. Just don't swing on me though, nigga. I don't fuck around with that shit.
Right,
I don't fuck around with that shit. My nigga Zoe, don't swing on me, dog. I bought the relationship book, nigga. God damn. Like, get off my back, nigga. Don't swing on me, dog. Swing on them other niggas. And shit, and Darlene on there too though.
Hey,
I see baby, old baby mama. Huh? You gotta leave the studio. That's that Detroit shit, huh? Nah, man. Shout out to them, though, man, for real.
Detroit, we'll wait on your ass outside.
Yeah, we'll wait on your outside, dog. But anyway, man, let's jump on this for real topic, all right? But we just want to give a shout out to some of those hot topics trending right now. But if you're checking us out on eblockradio.com or on YouTube Live or on Facebook Live, you gotta make sure you know what we're talking about today. We're talking about not only Facebook Live, but social media, period, man. Is it becoming the new murder TV? Like, are people just, is violence and murder and just crime all together? Just like, it's like, what that shit used to be? Faces of Death, man. Remember Faces of Death?
Man, if you ain't over 30, you ain't gonna remember that shit.
Yeah,
man.
I know. Ain't nobody gonna know what I'm talking about. If you watch it right now, after the show, man, Google Faces of Death, dog. This is what Facebook Live and shit is turning into. So we want to know, man, is social media becoming a new outlet for violence and murder in some cases?
Is it fucked up that I sit there and watch that shit like...
Yeah, but see, it's like a train wreck, right? It's like some shit that keep your attention, even though it's the worst shit ever. Like, you shouldn't even be looking at it.
You shouldn't be watching it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
As Americans, we're desensitized to violence. We've watched at least a half a million acts of violence on TV since you've been a child. So
right.
Violence is nothing to you.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you're cartoons, Bugs Bunny been whooping niggas' ass. I'm
gonna hit you in the head with a
baseball bat. Nigga
said Bugs Bunny.
How many times Anvil been dropped on a motherfucker's right. head? The Anvil Ooh. Company. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All they sold was murder weapons.
What was that nigga named Beep Beep Roadrunner?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, two pistols.
So you think that's what it is? Like, our overall, what's the word? Desensitization. Right. Like I was saying, like, so you think that's playing a part in it? Because for one, I'm just trying to figure out why. I take it back to the real world, right? Which I guess is probably like the first reality show. It's like something interesting about seeing people's lives. I don't know when this became like the shit, but that's what it is. But now people know they mix those two together. You not only want to see what they're doing in life, but you also love murder and violence. So you're putting it together. Like at what point, I see this is where it gets a little tricky though, because you kind of, like, you don't want to see that shit. You don't want to see nobody get murdered on Facebook Live. You strolling through, see a nigga this shit took off. Like, you don't really want to see it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Speak for yourself.
I don't want to see that shit.
I don't want to see that shit, dog.
I don't. But what kind of regulation could you put on it? Like, what would you do? All thing you can do is take it down real quick, but who actually doing it? Who looking over all that shit?
The thing about it is, you always got somebody that's hitting that record button. So you can take it down, but it ain't never leaving it. Internet.
Yeah, that's how Aries Spears got caught getting his ass whooped because somebody recorded. That was a live show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they put it back on YouTube, it they cut it off. They edited it out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, somebody recorded. And I didn't even know you could record shit like that. Obviously you can because people had all the copies.
Shit, you can snatch videos from Facebook and YouTube.
While it's live?
Yeah.
Damn, so that's how they did it. Okay. All right. Yeah, it makes sense.
How you think people would be streaming gaming?
Oh, yeah.
Screen capture.
Yeah, you're right. Damn, that is true. I didn't even thought about it.
Fucking no computers.
Yeah, you know too much about computers, dog. But look, so that's what I'm trying to figure out, man. Like, so when did... Because remember before Facebook, I'm old, so a lot of old young niggas might not understand. But before that, we had what? MySpace? What was the other shit? Black Planet. Remember Black Planet? Yeah, that's crazy.
Go back further. It was just a chat room.
And right. You on chat?
I'll take you even farther back, nigga.
What?
The motherfucking chat line, nigga.
Oh, like phone. Oh wow.
Our first social media.
Wow.
Right,
yeah. Hell, bro.
Exactly.
Party line. The motherfucking commercials used to come on late as hell. Right.
That was the very first.
Wow.
That was the voice book.
The voice book, right.
Open when you met it was a good face.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was
we
like.
We had no camera phone.
That was the phone version.
A long time ago.
Oh, hell yeah. Phone version of Bad Page and shit.
Hey, niggas was getting catfished a long time ago. This bitch over here got like. Damn, you didn't say you look like this.
I guess. All right, man. Anyway, we didn't got way off subject.
Oh,
but we talking about this shit really because of everything that went down in the past week. So I'm not even gonna give dude no light on his name and shit. But we'll just call him Cleveland or the Facebook Killer, everybody else is calling him. Because I ain't gonna give him no fame on his name.
I want that too.
But I mean, well, let me ask you this first. Do you think he really killed 13 other motherfuckers?
Well,
they ain't found nothing or nothing. Like, you think he was just talking shit?
Just talking shit.
But if you gonna talk shit, why would you actually kill somebody though? Like, why would you do that though? Like, I don't even like. Now you say you don't ever know what a nigga going through in jail.
True that.
But that I definitely can't buy on this subject because first of all. She must got some good ass pussy.
As soon as you stopped, I was gonna say she got platinum in that motherfucker.
The dome is ridiculous.
I don't care. No, it can't be the dome.
She found a way to ride his dick and suck his dick at the same time. That's the only thing I can think of.
Ain't no way I'm gonna be sucking that hard, bro.
No.
I mean, niggas do some shit, bro.
I don't know
niggas
what that
some
is.
Shit. Like, over this one chick, you know, you might do some shit you didn't think you was going to do. But not going to the far of the extent to blasting somebody, like...
A random nigga.
A random motherfucker and a nigga that survived World War II.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. It pissed me off, bro. It pissed me off, though. Like, it pissed me off for real. Like, nigga, when I see this shit, like,
can I be honest, though? For a small second, I started being a conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry. I did. I was like, he really killed that old man. What they really trying to make us not see? You know, I didn't watch too many motherfucking, too much TV and shit. But I thought it. Because it wasn't a live video. It was a video that was uploaded. So it ain't like it was live. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, I mean, the old dude did pull the bag up over his head before he got shot. I'm just saying. I'm sure it was real. And
What the fuck would you do when you finna get shot? First
no,
thing
I'm saying. But, now to be honest, I only seen the frames. I haven't seen the actual video.
I ain't seen the actual video. Yeah. A lot of people don't seen the actual video. I've never seen the actual video.
It looked real.
If they faked it,
yeah.
He did a very good job.
Yeah. I don't know. And of course,
I'm stroking, bro. Like, for real. Like, dog, it pisses me off, bro.
Yeah.
Move on, nigga. She wants shit, obviously.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, move on. You got to play, bro. Like, it happens to the best of us. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking all kind of shit, because then I started seeing how they were showing them with, you know, doing this fraternity shit.
He was straight up sucking.
No, I'm just saying, they started showing, like, his other background and shit. You know, I started feeling like maybe they was trying to, which obviously they do be trying to attack people's character. But then I just thought, is it something deeper than this, though? Like, I don't know. I watch too many movies.
Yeah.
Probably so. I should never read.
Sometimes it is what it is.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
It is definitely.
See, what happened was, though, I started reading all the documents from the pro, what is it? COINTELPRO and shit. I just think everything is a fucking, yeah, I don't know. I should never read all that shit.
they done desensitized you once again because of all these other tragedies. They got these crisis actors. Like, the one bitch we see at, like, three or four other, what's her name, crying. The bitch, crying.
Exactly.
They done caught the bitch at four different tragedies.
Yeah.
This bitch gets around.
Right.
She just happens to have money to be
everywhere. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why? She's there at that point in time every time. Like,
yeah, because they making it happen. And then that's why I started, you know, I be thinking all that conspiracy shit because of that. But I was going to say hopefully it's not the case, but it'd be cool if it was the case, and then the old dude wouldn't be dead. But it's still something else to it. So now, he owned Facebook. He uploaded all this shit, so he knowing what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? So I always think when people do acts like that, like they, you know, they want to get caught and shit. But, so he go through all of that, supposedly kill 13 other motherfuckers, and get surrounded a couple states away and kill himself. That's just how it worked. I don't know. He probably think he killed himself? They probably mopped his ass up.
He was a pussy from the start.
I mean,
so I figured
from the videos I seen, it seems like it. Yeah.
So he took the pussy way out.
So it's, like you said, it just is what it is.
It is what it is, bro. I guess I can feel that. Because he tripping over a girl. Like, nigga, this wasn't even your wife. This was just a girl.
Yeah, I mean, he was tripping hard though.
Like, come on, bro. Blame it on Linda's, whatever her name. What's her name?
I don't even remember, but they put her ass in protective custody because he's coming after her.
Yeah. Yeah, her whole family should have been in that motherfucker. But my thing is, though, you killed a random dude that had nothing to do with nothing.
Right.
And killed that bitch.
I mean, or just go ahead and kill yourself from the rip.
Yes.
Just kill yourself.
If you want to take the pussy way out,
right?
And like I said earlier,
write that note so we know what
like,
the fuck
if
is going on.
If you want to take that way out, and I gotta stop saying that word so much. I've been saying it too much.
I know.
But if you take
that way out, I know because people get offended by that.
Yeah. But if you take that way out, man, I have no respect for you, bro. Like, bye.
Yeah.
You should have did it a long time ago.
It's hard for me to say that though.
I know it is, but
it's some people who really
you
like
go through that. You,
on that tip, I feel you. You never know what your breaking point
man,
is.
Man, innocent lives, dog.
Yeah.
Kill somebody had something to do with it,
or go ahead and kill.
I want to be that. I don't want to be that brutal, but kill somebody had something to do with it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying
you can kill an innocence, bro, for no reason, bro.
Nah, I can dig that. Yeah, I can definitely dig that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is a dude.
Kill her.
Right, you would think that.
That's
man.
Fucked up, but yeah, you would, yeah. Damn.
Hey, you got a few minutes left, man. If you want to comment on Hot Topic, man, you can hit us up 760 283-4647. You can see it right there on your screen. Make sure if you're on Facebook Live right now, you go over to the YouTube page. It's right there in the status. And click the subscribe button so you can catch the live videos every Thursday.
Subscribe.
I know it's so hard to say, especially after you've been smoked a little bit.
And drink
a little something.
Happy holidays.
Happy 420 to y'all. Niggas. But yeah, I think it is being desensitized, I think, to a degree. It's why I question everything. And just the motive of, you know, our government, especially where it's at now. Like, it always make me conscientious of a lot of shit that I probably shouldn't even be. Like, I be too woke and shit. I need to go to sleep sometimes. But I think, though, I could never see, you know, in that situation where I'm mad enough at a chick where not only am I going to go broadcast it on social media, but I'm going to actually murder somebody on social media. It's not... I don't know. I guess I just never got that angry. Like, I don't get it.
No, what? It ain't even about anger.
Now, what is it then?
You a fucking idiot.
I mean, but look at it, fellas. There's random acts of violence every day. We just happen to catch one with a nigga that wanted to film it. But
yeah.
That shit, like, that happens every day.
Yeah.
It does.
You know?
I mean, I guess that's true to a certain degree. I guess just knowing his situation just make it weak as fuck, though.
Yeah,
make it weak as hell.
I ain't killing nobody, say, and this is because of this bitch.
Right. I mean, like, so that's how it went, right? He held up the picture to the old dude.
No,
was like,
he walked up and said, say Joy Lane.
Yeah.
And the man like, Joy Lane?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
And then that's when he put the gun. He like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was fucked up, man.
Damn. So like I said, I haven't even looked at it, though.
No, I don't even want to see it.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't give that shit no light, bro.
Obviously, that shit was bigger than that. You know, his problem goes way deeper than that.
Deeper than the chick.
Well, fuck, that triggered it. You know
what I
mean? Maybe she was the last piece of the motherfucking puzzle.
Yeah.
The last motherfucker in his life that said, fuck you, I ain't fucking with you no more.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And you know what I'm saying? He could have just fucking snapped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he did that, that shit just probably didn't start 2 days before that.
Yeah.
I think it was crazy a long motherfucking time.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy don't just start.
Right. It just
start.
So, like I said, maybe she was the last person in his life. And maybe the last person in his life said, I ain't fucking with you no more.
Right.
And he said, okay.
This
I
is it.
That shit else. Fuck it.
Right. Fuck it and take yourself out of the game. Though. That's all I'm saying.
Were 13 people relatives, close friends? Co-workers.
Right, or was that even true? Like,
I got a question for you. Is crazy contagious? Because you know he worked at some kind of mental. What's the name?
Yeah, he did. You're right.
It's crazy contagious.
I mean, that ain't even funny. I'm laughing, but this shit ain't even funny. Hey, you still got a few minutes left, man. You can hit us up 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key, man.
We are creatures of habit.
Make sure if you check us out on Facebook Live that you click that link in the bio. In the status bar is to go to our YouTube page and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Marcus, man, I'm gonna hit you that address after I get done with the show because you know I'll be busting up right for the show. So I'm going to shoot you the address. Make sure you come holler at me next Thursday. All right. You got to be on time, though, because at 8 o'clock and 49 milliseconds, I'll be out.
No, nigga. It'll be 7:59.
Whatever, nigga.
I'm going to be peeling down.
Hey, shit. Might be 7:58 today because it's wet pavement and shit. You got to leave a little early. Hey, but look, I want to ask this too, though, while we on the subject, not to move it past that, but on the tip of the chick from McDonald's, though, do she get the $50,000? Because he killed himself. So now that's the whole thing. Do she get it? Because she the one who called. Like, do she get the 50 racks or what?
She should.
Yeah. I feel like she should.
She made the call.
Yeah. Now do it.
To him popping himself, so yeah.
Right. Now, does it make a difference if he kill himself in the process, he not actually arrested? Because,
no,
I mean, that's...
It said...
Leads to the arrest, right?
Arrest. They were going to try to arrest him.
Right, but he offered... He wants you up.
I fulfilled my obligation with my money. Plain and simple. She deserves that bread.
She does.
For sure. I feel you, dog. So that's what I was thinking, but I think a lot of people, or I ain't gonna say a lot of people, but I think that they gonna try to fight it though. I think they really gonna try to fight giving her that 50 racks, dog. I really feel like
fuck
it.
Fuck that.
See, I wish I'd have seen that nigga, though. Shit, I'd have called like a motherfucker.
Man,
you done popped at him?
I made him use that bitch again. Yeah, he used that motherfucker.
Yeah.
See, it's easy to kill somebody when the other person.
And strapped.
Yeah. When there's another gun involved, that's a shootout.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And everybody not ready for that.
No, anybody can be an active shooter. Everybody can't be an active shootout.
Right. Yeah, that is a difference, though.
Motherfucker come up from my job, I got something waiting on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, just something that you mentioned just a few minutes ago, though, that I just kind of want to address before we get out of here. He did work at like a mental facility. What type of fucking screening do you think they doing? It's got to be a tough ass job. You work with crazy people all the time. So like, how do you not pick up crazy traits working at a crazy
place? The same motherfuckers that do the police. You know what I'm saying? Do them.
Well, shit. Obviously, because it's the same result. Shit, they not screening these niggas properly. I don't know what's going on. You crazy. You can play it off.
You made it that goddamn
part. They call it functional crazy.
Functional crazy.
You got functional crazy.
Crackheads, yeah.
You got functional crazy, motherfucker.
That sound about right, though. I can definitely agree to that, man.
You get past that shit. You know what I mean? That's what you want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know I ain't rap tight.
So if I see you on some Facebook, if I see you on Facebook Live and shit, I can assume that something about to pop off. You gonna throw some hot grits at somebody and shit?
Not hot grits.
I don't know, because them motherfucking shrimping grits was looking good that day, though.
And we need some views, shit.
We need some views,
son. They gonna sacrifice my money to get some views, dog.
Well, my money gonna throw grits on niggas, man. Shout out to my money, my nigga, my money.
Shrimping grits all over, nigga.
Yeah. Right. Hey man, click the like button if y'all want more money to throw some hot grits on. Hit the like button, dog. Hey, if we get 10 likes right now, dog, more money will throw hot grits on live Facebook.
But you know what? We can depend on one
of. What's that?
When he get locked up, he ain't killing himself.
Right. Hell yeah. Because he said he wasn't. Hey, I ain't even lying. That we get 10 likes right now. More money is going to throw hot grits on somebody at work.
Don't say that. I'm not going to. They lying.
Hey, we got 8 likes so far. Now we only. We need 2 more, though. I get 2 more likes, man. Oh, more money's going. Oh, no, there they go. I swear to God. Look at them.
Yeah.
I ain't lying.
This bitch is going to
touch on. I told you. Hey, I told you. No, look at that shit going across. Dog, you got to throw hot grits at work tomorrow. It's a wrap, bro. Dog.
Damn, look at that shit going across.
No, they want to see you throw hot grits.
Look at all that shit going across the street, bro.
That's crazy. Dog, you got to throw hot grits.
I can't throw hot grits.
Hey, when he throw hot grits on Facebook Live tomorrow, man, you heard it here first. All right? Fuck TMZ. We was on the scene before it happened. Before it happened.
Stop, bro. That shit crazy.
Right. No.
Damn, son.
They want. See, that's the shit we talking about. People want to see violence.
Yeah, that's
right. Somebody really want to see you throw hot grits on somebody. That's a damn shame.
I gotta see my 4-year-old graduate. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. And them grits.
Oh, shit, man.
All right, man.
It's about that time, though. We gotta wrap it up. You should see how he came through, though. That shit was crazy. Oh, shit, man. We gotta wrap it up, dog. So we'll go around one last time, man. It's Facebook Live and social media, period, man.
It just proved it right there. It just fucking proved it. Nigga, you said that shit said... Like, damn.
I mean, I guess that's the case, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah,
it.
It's right there. Yeah. Prove it right there, bro.
90.
Man. Yeah. I guess on that note, it's time to get up out of here, man. Hey. I want to thank everybody who checked us out today on Facebook Live, man, who going to be seeing Monk Money tomorrow throwing hot grits on somebody. Thank y'all for the likes, man. Make sure you click that link in our status bar right there and go to our YouTube channel and subscribe,
dog.
What's up, man? Yeah, it's time to blaze up, man. 420, you know what it is, dog.
Y'all ain't going to want to miss next week's show.
For sure. As soon as he gets all the words out, because he was stuttering, I don't know what happened. Charlie Murphy was trying to come out. Hey, man. Rest in peace to my nigga Charlie Murphy, man.
Charlie Murphy.
For sure, man. We up out here, dog. To the next time, man. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Stay angry, baby.
Got my man Gigabytes.
Yeah.
Got my man Monk Money.
You know what it is.
And of course, man, you got your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High. We up out of here, dog, man. Make sure y'all do y'all thing for 420. You know exactly what it is. I'll let your boy, man.